Joining us now to analyze today's headlines is Robert Jensen. He's an author and a professor of journalism at the University of Texas at Austin. Hi, Bob.
Hello, Sonali.
Israeli forces have seemingly been on a killing spree for the past 2 weeks, targeting Palestinians in the West Bank and Gaza Strip. The latest violence resulted in 3 Palestinian youths being killed by an Israeli soldier on Monday. A recent video of a Palestinian boy bleeding on the ground after being shot by Israeli forces has been posted online. The video shows passersby shouting profanity and insults at the 13-year-old whose cousin was fatally shot alongside him. At least 27 Palestinians have been killed this month alone. Now they seem to be lashing back. The New York Times reported this morning that 3 Israelis were killed in various incidents in Jerusalem. A total of 4 Israelis have been killed and 67 wounded by various means, including stabbings and shootings by Palestinians. Electronic Intifada reports that Palestinians are calling for a general strike across all territories, including Israel, which is home to a sizable Arab population. Well, Bob, if you read just the New York Times article, you would walk away with the impression that Palestinians are out of nowhere, insanely just killing Israelis. The article does not even mention what Electronic Intifada went into great detail about, how so many more Palestinians have been killed by Israelis. What do you think?
Well, the Israeli occupation of Palestinian territory is violent because military occupations are violent. That's the nature of them. So the routine violence against Palestinians, and not only the violence, but of course the humiliation, the way the system is designed to degrade human beings, that's sort of off the boards for mainstream media. That's the daily reality. It's only when the violence erupts in these ways, and then, of course, it's treated very differently. This is simply a reminder that the story is the occupation. It always will be the occupation. And Israel quite clearly wants to derail attention from that. And to the degree they can focus on, you know, these outbursts of Palestinian violence, they can set the stage for more violent retaliation. And I think that the attacks on Gaza in recent years have demonstrated that there may be no limit to Israeli brutality that the international community will accept. And that's a very scary thought.
The Guardian newspaper has just released a new investigative report into the deaths of Central American migrants who were deported out of the United States. Reporters tracked 3 Honduran men who were fatally shot when they were deported back to their native country. According to the paper, quote, human rights experts warn that in its haste to expel or deter undocumented immigrants, the U.S. government is scrimping on its obligation to provide asylum to those genuinely in peril in violation of international law. Immigration experts believe that the Guardian's findings represent just the tip of the iceberg. Honduras and other Central American nations have some of the highest murder rates in the world. On October 10th, acclaimed reporter Sonia Nazario, author of the best-selling book Enrique's Journey, published a major story in the New York Times that complemented the Guardian report entitled The Refugees at Our Door. Bob, much was made of Europe last month not accepting enough Syrian refugees fleeing violence. Aren't Central American refugees just as vulnerable?
Of course they are. And this similarity between the cases in Syria and the Middle East more generally in Central America is that the United States is directly responsible for the underlying political and economic conditions that make the refugee flow so extreme. And the U.S. is not stepping up to its accountability for its contribution to this in either case. It's particularly hypocritical for the U.S. government and even people in the U.S. to be criticizing Europeans. Could Europeans do more? Sure. Do they have their own accountability in this? Sure. But the central problem is U.S. policy. Going back decades in both the Middle East and in Central America, we're the ones who should be taking the lion's share of these refugees.
And finally, thousands of people commemorated the 20th anniversary of the Million Man March on Saturday in Washington, D.C. The original march and this anniversary march were both organized by the Nation of Islam, headed by the 82-year-old minister Luis Farrakhan. The theme of this year's march was Justice or Else, and it focused on most of the issues being raised by the nascent Black Lives Matter movement and those who saw the uprising in Ferguson over Mike Brown's death as the beginning of a new civil rights struggle. Many of the attendees were impressed by the inclusiveness of the march, particularly given the controversy around past positions taken by the Nation of Islam. The 20th anniversary Million Man March received very little mainstream media coverage. Bob, how important was this gathering, even if most of the U.S. didn't read about it in their papers?
Well, I think all of the various places where people are coming together to talk about the really deeply embedded white supremacy of this culture are important. Does the Nation of Islam have a history that's complicated and troubled? Yes, Farrakhan especially. But I think what this demonstrates is how the crisis today is creating a new movement. I don't pretend to know what direction it's going to take or what institutional structures are necessary. But it's interesting to see the bridge across generations and to see people really rooted in an older struggle and an older conception coming together and seeing that this is a very important moment. I think the U.S. news media should be covering this in much more detail than they are, even if it's not clear yet where it's heading.
Bob, thanks as always for joining us. We'll talk to you again next time.
Thanks, Sonali.
Robert Jensen is our daily Newsflash guest expert. He's an author and a professor of journalism at the University of Texas at Austin. We'll be right back after this break.